Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. We call today's show, That Classic Rock Show Goes to the Movies.
Hey, by the way, there's one song in the film that did not come out on record until after the movie's time setting. There's a scene where the character is played by Mila Jovovich, is strumming her guitar and playing a song titled The Alien Song. Aside from acting and modeling, Mila is also a songwriter and a singer. The Alien Song appeared on her album, The Divine Comedy, and that came out about a year after the movie's time setting. How's that for trivia, Mark?
Wow, not bad. Try this one out for size. Do you know where Richard Linklater got the idea for Dazed and Confused?
From his kids or Led Zeppelin or what?
Well, not bad, but according to interviews, he wanted to make a Generation X version of American Graffiti. His original idea that was floating around in his head were guys cruising around in a car and causing mischief. And, of course, who can forget that hilarious scene in Dazed and Confused where four of the characters drive around and bust mailboxes to the music of ZZ Top. And, in fact, Linklater has confessed that he once participated in such an activity in the Houston area.
Well, and speaking of ZZ Top, the song used for that scene was Tush. And with cruising and cars being repetitive themes, I should say, Linklater also used War's song Lowrider. As most car enthusiasts know, a lowrider is a tricked-out vehicle with adjustable hydraulic lifts that make a vehicle bounce wildly. I used to have a car like that when I hit bumps.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has become a cultural phenomenon and is often done in competitions. As War's drummer Harold Brown told it, working on these types of vehicles kept him out of Vietnam.
Yeah, I wonder, maybe that was his sole way to earn money for his family, because I was thinking, how could they keep him out? But All right, well, and there are more Dazed and Confused songs revolving around cars and cruising scenes. For example, Rick Derringer's Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. So let's play small portions of the song Tush by ZZ Top, Lowrider by War, and Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer, back to back to back.
Texas, Hollywood.
Rick Derringer is another one of those underrated guitar players.
I awesome. Know, and you photographed him.
Yes, I have, a couple times.
Who haven't you photographed? You haven't photographed my wife.
Not that you know of.
Okay.
Not that you know of. Anyway, let's get to one of the movie's most memorable lines that actor Matthew McConaughey has grown weary of talking about. It's a scene where his character David Wooderson is hanging out in front of the Emporium. He utters those three words, "All right, all right, all right." According to McConaughey, it was Jim Morrison's words during a live Doors performance that inspired this enduring catchphrase.
Yes, and I think it's more like, "All right, all right, all right." A little slow, I think.
But, okay, sorry.
Okay. I don't have a Southern accent.
I'm not an actor. I'm not as good as him. Okay?
Yeah, neither of us. Well, that's great stuff, Jim. But getting back to the music, the movie's soundtrack features 29 songs. I could be off by one song, could be 30, across so many now classic scenes. Some of the movie's more painful scenes are the ones where several freshmen are being chased down and paddled as a rite of passage. Two songs associated with those scenes are No More Mr. Nice Guy by Alice Cooper and Paranoid by Black Sabbath. So let's play a portion of each of these songs back to back.
I'm
Black Sabbath at their best.
Making me a little paranoid there.
Oh, one of the best albums ever made, yep. I swear. Anyway, you've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7. And this is the program where we play the most memorable music of all time.
Yes, we do, Jim. So, Jim, what are some of your favorite scenes and songs from this movie?
Well, let's face it, there's a lot of drinking, partying, smoking going on in this film. But let me be clear, I'm not condoning this type of behavior. Not that I ever did it, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Although it's possible you might have done it in the 1970s,
I don't remember.
Oh, you know, okay. No, you and I would certainly not be doing that. And if we had a camera in the studio, our listeners would see halos over our head.
Yeah, yours is a little crooked. Oh, no, wait, that's the shine from the lights on your bald head. Sorry.
Yes, now our listeners know I don't have much hair up there, if any.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, there are so few great songs that punctuate those scenes. For starter, let's start with Steve Miller's Living in the USA, a very early Steve Miller song. And some of the characters are climbing up a light tower, if I remember, during
yes.
a beer bash,
yes.
right?
Yes, that's true.
Then there's Dr. John's, another wonderful song, Right Place, Wrong Time, and Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
And speaking of Kiss, there's a cool story about those soldier statues that actor Mila Jovovich put makeup on to look like members of Kiss. After the movie was released, Gene Simmons bought those look-alike statues, and then he sold them for around $6,000 at auction.
Yeah, I wonder how much money he's made off of merch.
He's the master.
He is the master. Yeah, he's been a great businessman through the years. So let's play a portion of Living in the USA by Steve Miller, Right Place, Wrong Time by Dr. John, and Kiss's version of Rock and Roll All Night.
Up in my mind. security. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seems like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seems like the wrong, 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 wrong. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion is making itself clear. Wonder which way to go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Jim, I think that's still our motto. We want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Well, my bedtime's around 10, so I don't know if I could do it all night
abbreviated
long.
Yeah, we have a shorter day to rock and roll.
Okay, right. Unless I take a nap that day, then I could rock and roll all night long.
Okay, let's keep our sleeping habits out of this show. But, okay. Well, Jim, we could do two or three shows just on this one movie. And it's a multi-song soundtrack. So why not end our show with the movie's bittersweet closing song? And that would be Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It first appeared on the band's debut album released in 1973, and it was written by Ronnie Van Zant and guitarist Alan Collins.
And the way I understood the song's meaning, Van Zant was saying goodbye to his old way of life and moving on with the new one, once the band signed a contract with MCA Records. Their debut album was produced by Al Cooper, the famous Al Cooper, who also played Mellotron on the song, and Bob Burns, the band's co-founder and original drummer. He was replaced on that song by Robert Nix of the Atlantic Rhythm Section. Apparently, Burns had a difficult time with the song's timing.
Yes, ooh, good trivia, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, before we close out with the song, I just wanted to mention one thing. When Linklater made this movie, his idea was not to make a movie to sort of like romanticize and glamorize the 70s. He didn't want it to be a nostalgic piece. He really wanted it to be a movie, a universal sort of thing with teens dealing with peer pressure and insecurities and kind of universal, whatever the year was. So now that I've explained that, let's close our show out with the closing song of the movie, Tuesday's Gone by Leonard Skinner.
That's our show for today, and we plan on bringing you more great music and trivia from classic movies with memorable soundtracks.
Yeah, Jim, this was a lot of fun. By the way, can I work the projector next time?
No, that's above your pay grade. Sorry. You could be an usher.
I'll work the concession stand.
Okay, just wash your hands before you do that. I'll ask Jim Eckers if he could be an usher, too.
You're a funny guy. Well, probably.
Funny how? I'm here to amuse you.
Hey, that's another soundtrack movie we should get involved with.
That's true.
Anyways, you can hear their classic rock show every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. You can also listen to our archive shows 24/7.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, you know what I mean, by going to the station's website and searching programs.
And keep those emails coming. Remember the old Dean Martin show? He'd always say that.
He did.
Send those cards and letters in, everybody.
Ah, that's right. That's what he said. Right.
And tell us what you'd like to hear. So thank you for listening, everybody.